Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights.
Lincoln's only Lutheran community radio, KNNA, 95.7 FM, The Cross.
The Lincoln's 55-plus seniors paper is published four times a year. This 32-page, full-size tabloid is designed to educate, inform, inspire, and sometimes amuse their senior readers. They include a full-page calendar of events covering three full months of upcoming activities in Lincoln. They also include a new feature in each issue, contributions from a dozen column writers, an art collage page, comics, and of course, the ads from the businesses who can provide services that you may need. Another popular item is the collection of senior discount offers in Lincoln. The 55-plus seniors paper is completely free to senior readers, as the paper is supported 100% by local advertisers. Pick up your copy at most grocery stores' free publication racks. The paper is also available online at www.lincoln55plus.com.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School and Preschool exists for three reasons. We exist so that children can serve to the best of their abilities in any vocation God calls them to. We exist so that children are superbly equipped with the tools of learning for further education at any level. And we exist, first and foremost, so that children will spend eternity with Christ in heaven. Good Shepherd Lutheran School and Preschool, proclaim Christ, prepare the foundation, equip for vocation.
KNNA FM 95.7 is radio. Radio is a communication medium, nothing more. KNNA is designed to be confessional Lutheran, Lutheran community informative, and family and entertainment. Our broadcasting can assist the shut-in who can't come to church on Sunday. It can help the hospitalized for the same reason. It can help the person whose work schedule is unfriendly to Sunday morning worship. All so that the Word of God might be heard. Yes, there is a level of outreach connected to FM 95.7. But FM 95.7 is not the church. It is not intended to take the place of the congregation or its pastors or their work. It is FM radio, a communication medium. We are all volunteer. Most of our programming is automated. There is no office or staff or phone watch. If there are pastoral concerns that you would like assistance with, or you would like to speak with our pastors, please contact Good Shepherd Lutheran Church at 402-423-7639 during normal business hours, or come by the church at 3825 Wildbriar Lane. We'll be happy to assist you.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Welcome, everybody, to Notes from the Stage.
Oh, it feels good to be back.
Finally.
I know.
Finally.
Yes.
We were gone last week, unfortunately.
Not my fault, I should say.
Due to inclement weather.
Well, that and...
And Penelope had an ear infection. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. She doing better?
Oh, yeah, she's fine.
Good deal.
Yeah, she's good. She's a firecracker, so she's all good.
Yeah. Plus, she had her mommy that night, so she really was a happy little clam.
Yeah. So I'm very sorry to our audience that that we did not have a live show that night, but it was very nice to be able to be home and take care of her. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're all right. They got to revisit some tunes. All the tunes you guys play are awesome. So
David, technically you play them. You're the one who pushes the button.
Hit the button. I don't select them though, so I feel like I don't purvey them. I just hit play and enjoy. Yeah. I wouldn't hear a lot of these if it weren't for the show that I help out on.
Oh, well, yeah, that's probably true, because David, yeah, does not
I don't
know
watch,
most of
I
was say,
David,
anything
yeah,
we've
David
talked
David
about.
Seen a lot of them.
I thought I'd watched musicals until I got on this show, and I realized how many musicals there were that I haven't seen.
Do you know how many there are that still that Ashley and I haven't seen? I mean, yeah. It's
a
actually
lot.
Pretty outrageous.
We're actually going to play a few of them to tonight that we haven't seen in our, I didn't even know were musicals on some of them.
Unknown to our repertoire.
Yeah, so luckily our local library actually had
some music that we could find, and then we went on and we were able to get some music and everything like that.
Did a little research.
Yep. So check out your local library, everybody.
Yeah, it's a great resource. It's where we found quite a bit of our research, so. Yay,
that's
libraries.
Right. Last time I went to a library, I was disappointed, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was, and it was because they didn't, I don't know if all libraries do this now, but the one I went to didn't organize by genre. It was 100% alphabetical, which meant...
Oh, well, I go to Gear, and that's by genre.
Is
and
it?
And then alphabet within the genre, yeah.
I need to hit that one up then. Because this one was, I mean, it was so alphabetical that, I mean, they would split up books from different series, and they just...
You do know you can just request those online and have them sent to your... quote unquote home library.
Right, right.
Because I'm lazy and I don't want to drive all over town.
See, and I think that that's the reason they organize their library like that is because all this stuff is done online. You don't have to go and look in person. But I do, so anyway, that's a little beside the point, but there
that's
you go.
Okay. That's all right.
So
that happens a lot.
I found out tomorrow is a big day.
What's tomorrow?
Sound of Music is celebrating their 53rd birthday.
Well, it's a good thing we're playing a song from Sound of Music tonight.
Well,
we play it every week. It's our outro
we
song.
Pretty much every week. But okay, yeah. That
we'll
one.
We'll dedicate that song tonight to the anniversary of Sound of Music.
It counts. It does.
Yeah. I think so.
We count it.
We try to play the whole entire song each time.
Mm-hmm. Oh. We usually don't succeed.
Depends on how much
hopefully people
we get
aren't
to talk.
Getting tired of that. I mean, I know you probably are, Ashley.
Nah, it's routine.
No. Yeah.
People like routine.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So tonight we have a pretty good lineup. Like Ashley said, we are actually playing music from shows that we haven't seen yet, but this music, like we were able to listen to a certain radio show or a radio channel, actually, in our cars and listen to various Broadway songs and things
ones that aren't
so
mainstreamed
cool.
per se.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So tonight's first song, Ashley, that you found.
I didn't even know it was a musical.
Exactly. We thought this was kind of pretty cool, actually.
Yep. I took a photo of the radio and I sent it to you because, like, we need to investigate the situation.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what?
Yeah. So the first one up is from Titanic, the musical.
We'll meet tomorrow. And keep your image in my memory's eye. And all this love of ours will soar. Come dawn or danger, we'll meet tomorrow and have each other evermore. Let her be union.
That was from Titanic.
The musical.
The musical. Yeah. I know.
Who knew?
You know, when I listen to the soundtrack, it is super dramatic. Like, almost every song
weird.
Is
the
in
story
that.
Of Titanic be dramatic.
No, but I mean, like, even the beginning, like, because on
like
the thing, it's
coming
like,
to America. And
yeah, it says, like first class passengers. And it's like, as if, you know, I think it's within the musical itself. The first class passengers are singing. And, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's loading the people in. Then it was while they're on the boat. And each song, no matter what it is real dramatic. Obviously, I knew the ending part songs would be dramatic.
I was just giving you a hard time.
I mean.
I just had to.
They even have a song called Lifeboats.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. It's kind of dramatic. But
what's it about? Lifeboats?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, they're real creative there with their titles. So anyway, when it opened, when did it open? It opened in April 23rd.
1997.
Yeah. So the theater that it opened at, they actually redecorated the lobby.
The Louisfontaine Theater.
Yes, with all of the passengers who perished. They painted their names on all the walls.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be done.
So yeah, they redecorated it for that. But I guess this
that's
set.
Cool. That's really neat for them to do that.
Right.
In memory of them and everything like that. So.
So the play, I guess, is in three segments, and they built three separate parts of the ship.
Oh.
For each of the parts.
Oh, okay.
Because obviously you can't fit a Titanic on a stage.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, got to chop it somewhere. So they did three different sections. So there's like the captain's quarters or the deck, and then there was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Different areas. I don't. Yeah.
The poop deck.
Yeah, the poop deck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. I mean, yeah, it won quite a few Tony Awards also that year.
Of course it did. It's Titanic.
I know.
Exactly.
But I didn't even know it was
with that story.
A musical. I would have thought that would had, especially like when the movie came out. I would have thought there would have been some more push for it. You know what I mean? Like a resurgent or...
Yeah, because back in 97, I mean, that was shortly after the movie came out.
Yeah, I would have just thought it
so,
would have had more.
Yeah, but I mean, think about how old we were at the time. We were 11.
Oh, sorry.
Don't say that. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. I can figure it out now.
Remember, we don't grow older than 25.
Okay. Well, we can still say that we were 11 at that point, but we're still 25 today.
Yeah.
Let's see. It was 87 and 11, and it's 25. Perfect.
Yes.
25 you are.
When that movie came out, I saw it four times in theater. And every time to this day that I watch it,
mm-hmm.
whatever, I always hope for a better ending.
Yeah, honey, that's not going to happen.
Titanic's not going to sink. Like, no, veer the iceberg. It's right there. Just a little bit farther. Move a skosh to the left there. It's, you know.
I don't know if I actually saw it in the theater. I might have, but I don't. Remember
me and a
I
friend
did.
Went and saw it with two boys, and my
Ooh.
Parents didn't know we were meeting boys.
Ooh.
I know. They were the boys up the street. They were whatever.
They were your friends.
They're a couple.
Yeah.
It
wasn't like a boyfriend.
Yeah. But my dad dropped us off. Oh, it was actually Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
Playing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we, mom and dad dropped us off at the theater, and then they saw the guys there getting all like, you know, saying hey mm-hmm. whatever, and I'm like, shh, quiet, shh, you're not supposed to be here. Yeah, dad figured it out pretty quick, so
yeah, I'm
that's
pretty
funny.
Sure your dad's
yeah
he's a quick one, so I'm pretty sure he saw that coming.
So yeah, mm-hmm. No, every time I think about that movie I always think about that. It was funny. Okay.
When did that movie come out?
94.
I don't even want to know.
5, 6.
Probably
95?
Probably 95, 96.
Okay.
Well, probably. I was in sixth grade. Mm.
97.
So, okay. So 97 then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, the same year that this came
yep,
out then.
I was trying to see if I can find the month.
That would have, it probably was in March, actually. I want to think it was either March or April that it came out, because I remember the weather.
No.
It's really sad. I can actually remember, like, vividly, like being right there.
It's because you're special.
I know.
It wasn't that long ago, really.
No.
Comparatively speaking. I remember when it came out and everyone was making a big deal out of it, and I thought, you know, I probably will never see this movie. Because I'm too... No, I've never seen it.
I know, it's back. Prediction. I know, but it's like Titanic.
Ashley's gasping over there. It's like, just, oh, yep.
What's okay, not a musical? David. It's not a musical, but it's like...
It's just
of,
remarkable,
it's
no
like
matter
the
how
top
many
grossing
times.
Movie.
Yeah. It's yeah, I guess.
Beaten out,
I mean,
like, almost everything.
I think a lot of people didn't like the fact of, like, some of the storyline of it. Like, they, you know, the love story behind it. I don't know.
I guess I knew that it was unlikely I'd see it because it's not my kind of, it's not, I mean, it's a love story. It's not really my sort of flick.
Your cup of tea.
Also,
and adventure. Drama.
I mean, I guess. Also, I just, like, I know how it ends, and it's...
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. right. Yeah.
It's kind of like the ending. Pearl Harbor movie. It's like, you know how it ends.
Which I
managed
to see by accident, but...
The love story, like, they didn't really... I was kind of disappointed because they didn't highlight more into the actual, you know,
the actual
bombing
event,
Pearl Harbor,
yeah.
and everything that came yeah. afterwards and stuff like that. So that was kind of... Yeah, I don't know.
The movie came out in December.
Oh, okay. Of 97. All right. Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's not...
So the next one let's go to the next one.
We should play some more music. We should play some more music.
The next one we've seen.
We have.
Love this one.
Yeah.
So the next one up is from Sing.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Tori Kelly with
Man
Hallelujah.
Wasn't that good?
That was beautiful. B-E-A-utiful.
I texted your mom earlier and I said, are you crying yet?
Yep. I knew it was coming up, so I didn't, but usually, yeah, I'm with her.
That was fantastic. I didn't remember that. And I just watched Sing not too long ago. Penny and I did, and yeah, that was good. Which, so Tori Kelly, she played the voice for Mina, who is the elephant.
Yes.
Who's very, very shy.
The elefante.
Mm-hmm. There's a pretty good cast in that movie, too.
Yeah.
So we had Seth MacFarlane playing Mike the Mouse, and yes, his voice was, it was, I could not believe how good of a singer he is. I didn't even know.
Yeah, sure.
It was pretty.
Sure. I know that.
It was surprising to me, I guess.
I know that from Family Guy. He does a lot of singing in Family Guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Family Guy in a long time, so.
I haven't either, but there are a surprising number of musical numbers in Family Guy, and he does most of the
really?
Singing for them. Yeah?
All righty.
They're always very, very wry and caustic. But,
of course they are.
It's... But no, there are a lot of little musical show tunes in Family Guy.
Oh, I guess that's true. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
Here and there.
Oh, no.
I'm wanting to reference them, but I'm just realizing I can't reference any of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Probably
they're all not. They're all college humor level.
Yeah.
Yes. So this film.
Sing?
Yeah.
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 Did you know there's like...
Haven't seen
I'm
it.
Sorry. I'm go ahead, Ash.
What? No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I'm like interrupting her and I just... She's looking at me.
Okay.
She's giving me this death glare. Like
she doesn't care what I have to
seriously.
Say.
Seriously.
No, I was just gonna say it had 85 hit songs in the entire album.
That's
what?
From all of the backgrounds to what they're actually singing.
Oh mm-hmm. Wow! 85 different songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's
wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's talent right there. Actually, to fit that many songs.
Yeah. Well, and it beat out my Big Fat Greek Wedding. That was put out in 2002 as the highest grossing movie that never actually made number one at the U.S. box office. Isn't that
wow.
funny?
Interesting.
Funny.
What beat it out? Do you happen to know?
No, I don't. But I do know that right now its cumulative worldwide gross is around $643 million.
Okay, so it did very well.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Considering it cost about $75 million to make.
Hmm. Wow.
So yeah, they made
did
some.
Pretty good.
Penny on that.
I didn't think it would do as well as it did. I think there was a lot of big hype, but then when we saw it, like my opinion, like just, it was pretty good.
I definitely
like the music
because it's so, you know, they're singing a lot. I mean, it's all musical. I think you have to. It's just got to be your cup of tea.
Yeah, Penny loves it because
she likes music.
So
yeah,
she could care less about anything else. Like we watch Scooby Doo now. I am mm-hmm. introducing her to Scooby Doo, and we love it.
Yeah.
But the thing that she pays the most attention to is. The intro.
Theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the theme song and then the music in between. But, so more about Sing?
Well, yeah, so Sing and the people who made or created Sing also did Pets.
Oh, The Secret Life of Pets?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm. So in Sing, the dad gorilla, the gorilla gang,
oh,
they had
yeah.
those bunny masks. It's
yeah.
actually... the face of the
Snowball,
the evil bunny from Secret Life of Pets. You're welcome. But yeah, they put two animated films, those two, out in the same year.
Oh yeah, I guess I would have been
them.
Yeah, they'd
that's
never
cool.
done
working
it before.
Working hard, raking in the cash.
Yeah,
true. Yeah,
uh-huh.
got lots. Mm-hmm. Of, yeah, pretty cool. Hey, so Ashley, how you doing?
What in the world?
Okay, so really quick side note. I just did that. Whatever. I saw on some website or whatever, they
oh,
made
geez.
A Friends the Musical. It's
oh,
Friends,
yes.
Friends the Parody Musical or
yes.
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked
my
pretty funny.
My mind is
it was,
blown.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of funny. So
did
I had to mention that.
Did just come out or has it been out for
yeah,
a while?
Yeah. It just came out like a couple years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
It's a fairly recent one.
It's apparently a parody, and it looked definitely like a parody.
Yeah. The people dressed up, and they even had, like, the fake mustaches or whatever. If
yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
The
okay.
chick had, like, the Rachel haircut and the mm-hmm. side swoop of the bangs.
They actually
kind of
looked like the actors, too.
Yeah.
It was kind of
mm-hmm.
funny. So.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So next up is a...
musical we've never seen.
Nope.
It's been out for a very long time.
Yep.
Godspell.
When you feel sad or under a curse, your life is bad, your prospects are worse. Your wife is crying, sighing, and your olive tree is dying. Temples are graying and teeth are decaying and creditors weighing your purse. Your mood and your robe are both a deep blue. You'd bet that Job had nothing on you. I don't forget that when you go to heaven, you'll be blessed. Yes, it's all for the best.
Some men are born to liberties, doing what they please, richer than the bees, are in harmony. Never growing old, never feeling cold, pulling pots of gold from thin air. The best in every town, best shaking down, best making mountains of money. They can't take it with them, but what do they care? They get the center of the meat, cushions on the seat, houses on the street where it's sunny. Summer's at the sea, winter's warm and free, all of this and we get the rest. But who is the land for the sun?
Redressed. Yes, it's all for that.
Someone's got to be oppressed.
Yes, it's all for the best.
All for the best? All for... Wait, are we live, David?
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, we're live! Okay, I just wow. gotta hear myself for a second yeah. there with the mic.
We were so not paying any attention.
We're on.
That was...
All for the best. Oh, go ahead, David. It was what?
It was All for the Best from Godspell.
Yeah.
I was Thank nobody you. Nobody was picking it up, so I just thought
No, it's okay. I couldn't hear myself for a second there and I'm like, "Wait, are we on?"
I didn't even
on,
have my
on?
Headphones on. I was fighting over
yep,
here with the cord.
Exactly. And then we look up and it's like, "Oh, 2 seconds." And yeah. Woo, boy, oh boy.
We really gotta learn how to pay attention
boy.
Sometimes.
Might not have been paying real close attention to that.
We got
last.
Sidetracked really. So fast.
Once again, that was All for the Best by Stephen Nathan and David Haskell from the musical Godspell, which is a musical based upon the Godspell, you know.
Gospel.
Sorry, can't even apparently read today. The Gospel According to St. Matthew.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But it's like the urban...
rendition of it, yeah. So mm-hmm. like Jesus getting nailed on the cross, he's getting nailed on a chain link fence.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, you know,
ouch.
It's like yeah. the newer
Still
version of
painful.
Like Romeo and Juliet kind of, I mean, it's everything has been urbanized and modernized.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to share some, an upcoming event. Next Friday, March 9th, is going to be, sorry, I'm getting my thoughts together, a live or a silent auction.
There you go.
I'm
there
sorry, guys.
She'll get it
next,
there.
Next Friday, March 9th, a yep. live auction where there's going to be, let's see, a social hour is at 6 p.m., buffet dinner starting at 7. Mm. Always really good food.
Some pretty cool
in
prizes.
My opinion, I pretty like it.
That you get
yep.
to
yep.
bid on.
Yep.
It's always a great time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have fun every year. Mm-hmm. And then at 9 p.m. is usually when all tables close, things like that. We'll have some music afterwards. All the proceeds from this silent auction go to Good Shepherd Lutheran School and Preschool. And also, another little tidbit on that, Old Lovable Jack and Miss Nancy are going to be there. They're going to be actually
yeah.
broadcasting live Friday night.
During the event, yeah.
During yep. the actual event.
Cool.
Yeah, and they're going to be playing all their music from when music was music, because they're usually up here at the station every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. They play music from the big band era. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
That was where I got my start up here at the station. I was
and where you
sweet Calicate.
Suckered me into
yeah,
doing this.
Mm-hmm. yeah. If anybody would like more information regarding this, the auction next Friday, the 9th, you can contact Kim Bach. And her email address is kbach. to 18 at yahoo.com. That's KB as in boy, OCK at yahoo.com. Or you can watch out on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I will later tonight. I will put up all the information and I will pin it to the top of our thread on our website. Not website, but the Facebook page.
Which is
Ashley. Notes from the stage.
Notes from the stage.
Pretty self-explanatory. I'm not that creative, you know.
If you haven't liked our page already, you can go and search on Facebook for Notes from the Stage. And usually we post some fun videos on there.
Yeah, I like to post videos of some musicals.
Yep.
That are some of our favorites or new ones coming out.
Or like we shared about a month ago, I guess, would have been asking people what their favorite musicals were and top musicals in there. Yeah. Opinions.
You can even go right now. I have it pinned a 360 view of our studio, what it looks like.
Yeah.
So you'd get to see what room we're sitting in, though we're not in the picture. But, you know, you can see it if you want.
Exactly.
It's been redecorated. It's beautiful up here.
It's really neat.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous, darling. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't even know. I was going to say some more about the live auction and I'm done. Okay.
Well, we'll put all the information on the Facebook page.
I'm getting thrown off tonight. I'm sorry. It's been a long week, guys.
It's all good.
But yeah, we'll put some more information there. Or you, like you said, you can contact Kim Bach for more information regarding that. So I think tonight our next song
is from Carnival.
Carnival.
Spend a day buying a feather, a fig, or a bead. Buy yourself something you really don't need. Something sweet like beautiful candy. Too pretty to eat.
Toto pretty to, toto pretty to.
Treat yourself to some dreams from the upper shelf.
So that was Beautiful Candy from Carnival.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's going to be on my docket to watch. I'm excited to...
Are you guys having trouble hearing yourselves?
Yeah.
I'm having trouble hearing you,
too.
Yeah,
it's really...
It kind of went out.
Here we go.
It's back up again.
Oh, it's doing its thing that it does.
Oh.
Just ignore it. We're on. We can...
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Yep.
See, that's what happened the last song or whatever. I was like, oh, wait, are we on? Are we on? Because I couldn't hear us.
Our headphones kind of went out.
Yeah. Okay. So we're good.
Anyway, so that Broadway musical, jeez. It must be contagious what's going on up here because it just jumped across the table.
Thursdays? I don't know. We just can't wait for tomorrow.
It's not a thing, but yeah.
Thursdays.
Thursdays.
So anyway, that musical was adopted or whatever, taken from the 1953 film Lily.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Callie hasn't seen it. She's such a... You're fired. Go away. Jeez. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Well,
cool.
It was nominated for Best Musical. I mean...
Yeah. It had a lot of nominations and awards that it got that year for Tonys.
Yeah. And so, it ran on Broadway for quite some time, too.
Yeah. About 719 performances.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
It's a few.
Yeah.
I can't. I was trying to whistle and then, like, go, whoo, at the same time, and it just was not panning out. Wow. Alrighty then. So Ashley and I just wrote also an article for our newsletter for the radio station here. Maybe we should remind everybody they're listening to Notes from the Stage on
KNNA. Did we do it again?
I don't think we've done that once. The whole
we haven't. We haven't. I did say that they're listening to Notes from the Stage.
I should start putting that on our lineup as part of what we have to say.
Yeah.
Like number one, say who we are.
Yeah.
You know.
I did tonight. I
kind of. Probably, I'm just saying.
For us, I was forget. On top of that. I didn't forget. Whatever. Anyways, you're listening to Notes from the Stage on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here from Lincoln, Nebraska. And you are listening to Ashley and Callie and David.
Hello.
Talk about. Talk about Broadway
and
movie musicals.
Yeah.
And we share a lot of awesome music up here. Anyways.
Next up, though, is my favorite section.
It is. Which
always.
We just wrote about in our newsletter that we wrote for the radio station.
Yes.
Every Thursday night when we're here, mm-hmm. we do a oh my goodness gracious, we do a
Everybody
Disney segment.
Has it.
Awful. I think because we're just talking about it's the gremlin. The gremlin has attacked like our tongues or something.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know.
Case of the yeah. Thursdays.
Yep. Thursdays.
The brutal Thursdays.
So Ashley and I's favorite section is our Disney section.
Yes.
We always start out. We play a song, Steamboat Willie.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the thing that started it all.
Yep. Yep. Mickey on the boat whistling. So, I guess.
Take it away.
Well. Yeah, sure. Yeah, maybe let's do that.
All right.
Okay, let's do that.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Mischievous. Ha! I like how it misbehaves. The village may think I'm crazy or say that I drift too far. But once you know what you like, well, there you are. You are your father's daughter. Stubbornness and pride. Mind what he says, but remember, you may hear a voice inside. And if the voice starts to whisper, to follow the farthest star. Why not? That voice inside is who you are.
From the brightness, from the whiteness, sweet inside. The youth believes to build fires and cook up the meat inside.
The village believes in us.
That's right.
The village believes.
The island gives us what we need.
Anyway, so that was Where You Are from Moana.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, spoiled.
It's a fun tune.
Yeah.
I need to see that movie. I've only seen part of it.
Yeah, we were just talking. It was, you saw Shining.
Yeah, I saw
Shiny it. Shiny, or, I don't know how to say it, if it's Shining or Shiny, but it's the one with the crab.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants to turn himself into, like, a disco ball. More or less, let's be honest. He likes things that are shiny. He's like my alter ego.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. Isn't he like murderous though? Like,
yeah, okay, that part we don't count. I just want to be shiny. I want to shine bright like a diamond.
Shine, be shiny and kill people.
Yeah, not that part. Not that part of the ego.
Just the
shiny.
Yeah,
and a god. Isn't he a god? I don't know what he is.
He
or something like that.
No, he's head of the yeah.
Anyway,
underworld.
I
want to
be
sea.
Cool like that.
Okay.
You want to be head of the underworld sea something?
Sure.
Well, then I could be a mermaid.
Ah,
see?
There you go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Mm. So.
Hey, speaking of mermaid.
Thank you.
I know.
Hey.
Okay, so hopefully you guys can follow along this track. So the guy who wrote the music, and Callie just freaked out. That was
I'm
exciting.
Sorry. I have Moana on right now. Or
she,
I did.
She's
sorry.
She spazzed out real quick.
I was watching something, a little note that we were talking about off air. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So. The guy who wrote the music, I'm going to butcher this name, so sorry.
Yeah.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Anyway, he's the guy who actually plays Hamilton on Broadway right now.
Hmm. In the show Hamilton.
Broadway show.
Hamilton. Yeah, Hamilton.
No.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Anyway.
Keep going.
He
girl.
Wrote, I guess, about half of the songs from the album, and then he got the job with Hamilton, so he was actually backstage for the second half of the album. And so he would video cast or video chat.
Oh, okay.
For the rest of it. And because he loved The Little Mermaid so much, that's actually what made him want to become a songwriter. He loved it so much he even named his first child Sebastian from The Little
oh,
Mermaid.
That's devotion right there to the movie.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if anybody doesn't know, that's the crab in Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
In case
yes.
somebody, David, hasn't seen
friends.
It.
I have seen The Little Mermaid.
Just messing.
Who hasn't seen The Little Mermaid? Come on. Probably quite
I
a
don't
few
know.
People.
Yeah, probably so.
Probably.
But, quite a few young people don't know their stuff.
So one thing that we talked off air about was that when Maui, the Rock plays him.
Dwayne Rock.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Johnson. Anyways, when he gets his hook back to change into different, you know, creatures and things like that, he changes into Sven,
yeah.
the reindeer from Frozen, for like a hot second. And I did not even realize that. I wasn't paying attention to that, apparently, when I was watching the movie.
Well, he did like 10 animals real quick in
yeah,
concession.
There was
so.
Like a fish, a shark, and then Sven, and something else, something
a
else.
A little bug.
Else. But yeah, so it's kind of mm-hmm. cool. I just saw that really quick.
Neat.
Yeah. There was also the Moana's dad actually had the same tattoos that Dwayne The Rock Johnson's dad,
uh-oh.
Or was it grandfather?
Grandfather,
who actually was
yeah.
a wrestler, also had. So
oh, that's pretty
there's
cool.
a lot of like interconnected things
just
in this.
They put in the movie mm-hmm. and everything. To
like
do that.
Even
that's
Aladdin's,
really
from Aladdin, the genie's lamp was on
the,
Mr. Shiny's shell.
Yeah.
He had stolen
what?
That too.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So I guess now I have to go back and relook at some of these things.
I wanted to watch it, yeah. All the Easter
there was a lot more.
Stuff.
I, because, you know, we're probably going to play lots of music from this, so I had to save some information. I got a little information overload with that film.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all right. You happen to do that all the time.
I know. I get real excited sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Another show coming up, well, I guess another song coming up, is from a show that Ashley and I have never seen before. But did you know that Jim, Captain Kirk, his wife was in a production of this?
Oh, really?
Yeah. She really... I think I have my facts straight. Yeah. That she was in a production of this at a theater in Hickman, at the Stage Theater, whatever. Yeah.
She was in Black and Blue?
No. I'm sorry, guys. It was The Drowsy Chaperone. I thought we were playing
that's
Drowsy
the next
Chaperone.
One. Yeah, this one happened. I was like, Black and Blue. I don't think she's in that one.
I really hope people aren't listening to us right now, because I'm just screwing everything up tonight.
Just shoot.
It sound awful.
Anyway, no, this next one up, though, is from, well, Black and Blue, but it...
All right.
I listened to the whole album, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, all jazz music and blues, and it's set between World War I and World War II.
Yes.
All right, well, let's listen and enjoy.
Can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while. You're certified happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love.
Black and Blue. That was, let's see here, I Can't Give You Anything But Love by Angela Hall and Eugene Fleming.
Yeah.
And like I said, from the musical Black and Blue.
Yeah.
My dress, my fancy dress. I don't know why I'm wearing it, I must confess. My dress, I love my dress. Would someone tell me why I put it on?
Yes, your dress, your fancy dress. 'Twas such a pleasure airing it, restitching and repairing it. God bless your dress, it's one fine dress. And I will tell you why you put it on.
Wedding bells will ring, wedding bells will chime. Madam, you're the hostess and it's happy wedding time. Wedding bells will ding, wedding bells will gong. Wedding bells will ding-a-ling and we will ding along. Wedding guests have come.
Wedding guests are here.
Wedding guests are at the door and soon they will appear.
I'm Robert, the bridegroom. I'm here to marry Janet, that star of Felt Six Follies, whom I love a lot.
I'm George, that's George, his best man, George. I'm honored to be doing what a best man ought.
Ah, Mrs. Tottendale, now don't worry, this whole wedding's gonna run like clockwork.
Oh, is there going to be a wedding?
I'm Felsic, producer. I lost my leading lady. I gotta stop this wedding or I'm not worth squat.
I'm kidding, just kidding. I came with Mr. Felsic. I'll be a leading lady if I get my shot.
We're pastry chefs.
We're pastry chefs.
We cross our hearts. We're pastry chefs.
No fakery.
A bakery is what we got.
Adolfo, Adolfo, my name it is Adolfo. I am the king of romance, so I kiss a lot.
You are the king of romance, so you kiss a lot. Wedding bells will ring, wedding bells will chime. Wedding bells will celebrate a happy wedding time.
Someone hasn't come, someone isn't here.
Where is Janet Van der Graaf and when will she appear?
For love, her debonair bridegroom, a harried producer, jovial gangsters posing as pastry chefs, flaky Corrine, a Latin Lothario, and an aviatrix.
Surely happening.
And of course, my favorite character, the drowsy chaperone. What more do you need for an evening's entertainment?
Dress from the drowsy chaperone.
I really want to see this.
I know.
It looks hilarious. Or it sounds hilarious.
I'm looking at the synopsis and all that stuff of it.
Yeah, it's a show within a show.
Yeah. It starts out with a guy getting on stage and he plays a record. I know, it just sounds all weird.
I know, our headphones went out again.
Yeah. So it's he gets on stage and he puts on a record from a show in 1928. So it's a show within a show. It's kind of funny.
He mainly just sits on a wooden chair in the corner and narrates what's happening on stage.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And like I said, Captain Kirk, his wife, was in a production of this. The stage
I could
theater.
See
they did one.
Oh, I bet she was really good in it.
Yeah. Well, we got to see her at, what was it she in? Oh, Boeing, Boeing, Boeing.
Yeah.
At the stage theater.
Which was hilarious.
Yeah. She was funny.
Yeah.
She was pretty cool. So,
So
I don't know much more about the Drowsy Chaperone since I've never seen it before. But
no, but it's definitely that one and Carnival are up on my docket to see.
Yeah, definitely.
The next one up I am so excited.
Yeah.
I love this guy. It's going to be from Straight Outta Oz by Todrick Hall.
It's, yeah, his album is called Straight Outta Oz. Mm-hmm. It's basically his whole entire story is mm-hmm. in Straight Outta Oz.
Yes.
And so it's not technically a musical, but it is in a way. So yep. he's talking about his life story through music, and yep. this is pretty cool. So we're going to actually end the show on this song.
Yep. You didn't even tell everybody. Who are we going to go see?
Who are we going to go? Oh, yeah, we're going to go see Todrick Hall on April 9th. Hey, Carl, surprise. I'm going to go see Todrick Hall with Ashley.
Yeah.
We're going to go see him up in Omaha. And, yeah, I'm pretty excited.
So
Ashley's
excited.
Stoked. So,
yes.
But we're going to end the show tonight on this song.
Yep.
We just remind you guys to come and listen to us every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. Yep. Come listen to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNALP 95.7 right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. We pretty much rock. So yeah. Come and enjoy. Okay. Bye, guys. Have a good
night.
I lived in a world full of people so unwilling to see the color bars beyond the endless static. Too content with living life like a rerun of an old black and white sitcom. Which is odd, because, well, it was the 90s. And everywhere I went, people would say, wow, you are definitely unique. What they were really trying to say was,
hey, dreamer, why you got a dream so big? How you gonna fit inside?
Try.
only Lutheran Community Radio, KNNA, 95.7 FM, The Cross.
Welcome to Classroom 1. I am Pastor Kirk.
And I am theologian and layman Phil Fredericks.
And we will be your regular hosts on Classroom 1 each week, right here on the Voice of Confessional Lutheranism, KNNALP, FM 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
What is Classroom 1? Classroom 1 is a study of Scripture, a study of the six chief parts of Christian doctrine and the Lutheran liturgy and the Lutheran confessions